Welcome to the Harmonia Early Music Podcast. I'm Janelle Davis. This week, recordings of a composer whose music you may have heard, but whose name you might not know. That composer, Giovanni Battista Ferrandini, and the music that might seem familiar is the cantata Il Pianto di Maria Vergine, a sacred work previously attributed to Handel. Recent research, however, seems to put the work solidly in Ferrandini's court, and it's under this composer's name that the piece appears on a 2014 Fra Bernardo release. We're listening to Roberta Invernizzi and L'Opera Stravagante perform The Lamentation of the Virgin Mary as she watches her son die. The texts are incredibly sad, but tinged with accusatory bitterness. The words of Mary in the aria we just heard translate, "If I were made mother of God to see a God die, forgive me, Eternal Father, your grace is great torment." Another text depicts Mary, immobilized by grief, alive only enough to feel the dreadful enormity of suffering. In one of the dramatic recitatives, Mary, bewildered, shakes her fist at God. "Have you abandoned your son?" She reproaches the angels. "Can't you hear him crying?" And in desperation, calls out to the Holy Spirit, "You, at least, could comfort him." The Passion story from the mother's point of view. The text is striking, and the music reflects the emotion. Listen to the earthquake that hits the moment Jesus dies. Remember, the piece we're hearing was for a long time attributed to Handel and can still be found under the catalog number HWV234. And an anonymous manuscript dating from the early 18th century does have Handel's name on it, but an older copy, bound together with another sacred cantata, has since been discovered bearing Ferrandini's name in a personal collection in Bologna. Even more of Ferrandini's compositions can be found in the Maria Antonia archive in Dresden. It's where a different Passion cantata, O Spettacolo Purtroppo Funesto, is held, this time dramatizing the dialogue of Jesus and the thief on the cross next to him, who has found in the end redemption after all. What's so interesting about this cantata is its instrumentation for soprano, accompanied by organ, lute, and viols. It's performed here, again, by Roberta Invernizzi with the Gomba di Legno consort. Che Cristo giovane my ears, the viols lend an unexpected sound for a gallant-leaning Italian composer writing in the early to mid-18th century, though it's certainly not a sound completely outside the realm of possibility. Getting a grasp on Ferrandini's distinctive musical language and style is easier when you know that the Italian Ferrandini spent much of his life working abroad in Germany, where there was in fact a continuing tradition of viol playing. Ferrandini moved to Munich when he was barely a teenager. There he played oboe in the service of Duke Ferdinand. By the age of 18, he had written his first opera, and in his 20s, Ferrandini became a court composer and later director of chamber music for Elector Karl Albrecht. Ferrandini also taught singing and composition to the Elector's daughter, Princess Maria Antonia. When she married and moved to Dresden in 1747, the princess likely took Ferrandini's compositions with her. And next, we'll head to Dresden with a 2014 accent release featuring Olivier Vermeulen and the orchestra Harmonie Universelle that presents three secular cantatas from a manuscript volume of Ferrandini's Cantata con Istrumenti that has been preserved in the Dresden State Library. Here's a taste of what I'm coming to recognize as a typically long Ferrandini slow movement. Lasting over 10 minutes, this adagio aria recalls some of the Il Pianto di Maria Vergine arias from the previous recording. The lament here, though, is that of a poor sunflower whose grief stems from her lack of scent. A, quote, wretched plant, though constant, unlike the jasmine or the lily or the rose. The texts of these secular cantatas from Dresden are interesting. Remember Ferrandini's student Maria Antonia? Well, we know for sure that the text of at least one of the cantatas in the set was actually written by the princess. We learn from the extensive booklet notes included with this CD that the text of Cantata 4, beginning Del Idol Mio Trafitto, exists in a Dresden collection of Maria Antonia's poems with the reference Cantata a voce sola, La musica è del signor Ferrandini. Here's some of that Cantata 4, whose subject matter draws fertile material, both musically and poetically, from the story of a betrayed lover. We'll pick it up in the middle recitative movement, where the betrayed is struggling to understand the situation. The opening music stays wonderfully too long on one note before evolving through some pretty wild modulations.
Sol, io lo perderei
just before the end of today's podcast, I want to highlight one more track on this CD by Harmonie Universelle, which, besides the cantatas, also presents a tiny taste of Ferrandini's orchestral music. Here's the allegro of his Sinfonia in B-flat major. If you've enjoyed getting acquainted with Giovanni Battista Ferrandini, you can find links to the recordings of his music that we've featured today on the podcast. Just visit harmoniaearlymusic.org. While you're there, have a look at our archive of blogs, podcasts, and shows, and don't forget to check out our online shop, where a portion of your purchase will benefit Harmonia. This has been the Harmonia Early Music Podcast. I'm Janelle Davis. Thanks for listening.